what jumps off the tape most about, man, if I were to say one thing about Hill, it would be...
He knows how to run the power play. He knows how to run the power play. He knows how to run downhill. He's a physical runner. So, again, we're adding another really quality football player to that running back room, which I think is really good right now. I don't think you can never have too many of them. And obviously at the end of the day, the way our board was stacked, he was in line. And so you can't turn away from good football players, so we're adding another player who I think has a fine future in the National Football League to an already very talented room.
In your mind, dude, what did Hill have that separated him from the other people?
You know, it was very close. But through our evaluation, the thing that he did, he was a three-down back. I mean, he could play on first down, second down, and third down. And, you know, I think you have to have a skill to not just be able to run. You got to be able to pass protect for the quarterback. And then you also have to be able to, at the end of the day, make huge plays, you know. And he's done that. The guy rushed for over 1,400 yards this past year. I mean, so you're talking about in the SEC, which is one of the best conferences in college football, a guy who rushed for 1,400 yards sharing time, you know, who averaged over 6 yards a carry, and that's 233 pounds. So I think the sky's the limits for this young man.
It seems like the bigger the game, too. I mean, his demo tape is Auburn. They played the National Championship.
He shows up. He likes to play. And like Marvin said, I mean, there was a lot of discussion from people down there who I really trust. And at the end of the day, when you do your homework and you do your study, along with myself and Coach Caskey, I mean, the guy had exactly what we're looking for. I mean, he's a fine football player.
Is from a receiver category, Geo special.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this guy really good with his hands?
He can catch the ball. And he really demonstrated that in his pro day. They split him out and let him run routes on the outside. He looked as comfortable as some receivers. And, again, he's not Giovanni Bernard. We're not going to ask him to be that. But at the end of the day, he has the ability to catch the ball, and that's what I meant by being a three-down player. He does have that ability to catch the ball if the ball is being thrown to him.
Is there room on this roster for a guy? It would seem he's very similar to what Benny is able to provide for you guys. Is there room for both of them?
You know, right now there is. I mean, right now that's not my, you know, concern. My biggest thing is, again, whoever we put on this team, that my job is a coach, you know. And so at the end of the day, we have some very competitive guys in that room, and nobody's going to shy away from anything. And that's what you love. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to line up, and we're going to play the best players, and that's the name of this business. So it's a very good room. It's a very close room. And we're adding another player, just like we did a year ago, into the room, into the mix, and we expect him to help our football team. And how that unfolds, it'll unfold.
When you look at it, you have a lot of options there with that second-round pick. Does it make you feel even better about the third round?
Absolutely.
There's a ton of guys that are like, God, dog.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I think we're off to a good start. Obviously, we've only had two picks. That's the only two picks we've had. And I think we feel real good about where we are and where we're headed. And, again, this just proves, again, we're continuing year in and year out to add very good quality players to our football team, which gives us a chance to keep moving towards our goal. Please do.
I know, I'm just up here looking pretty. So.
I guess the obvious question that, like, John Q fan here in Ohio, yet high Hill, there's a bunch of Buckeye fans down in this area. What was the defining separation between Hyde and Hill?
Oh, the way he played in his offense and with LSU and the pro-style offense they had and what they asked him to do, he stepped up and was – going against the tough SEC, downhill, the stuff that we like to do. And when it came to pass protection, he actually stepped in there. He was coached to do that, and he looked really tough. Not that the other guys didn't. He really just stepped above that when it came to being a complete player and the type of runner we're looking for as well and playing against the competition he played against.
I guess what they play at LSU, they run the inside zone.
No, they run a lot of things. It's not just the inside zone. They're a multiple running football team, and they do a lot of different things. And I think Cal said it best. At the end, our grades were better. You know, at the end, this guy better fit what we're looking to do as we continue to move forward as a football team. And so don't get me wrong, Carlos Hyde's a heck of a football player, and somebody's going to get a very, very good football player here very shortly, in my opinion. But this was the best fit for the Bengals today, and that's where we are.
When you watch Hyde on tape, you know, as a former lineman, I look at his offensive line saying, they're kicking some tail now. That offensive line was a damn good run-blocking offensive line. I don't want to take it away from Hyde, but he's 3 yards down the field before he has to cut.
We'll take that.
is Hill more of a make and miss? Does he have the ability to make people miss more? Is it hard to evaluate Hyde because he has such gaping holes and stuff?
You hit it on the head. It's the type of offense you see at different schools where you get these spread out zone read option teams, and you do get, you know, 6 yard or 6 feet wide holes to run through.
Right.
You know, Jeremy Hill wasn't getting that all the time because of the type of offense they were running. He was able to find creases, and you saw that on film. With the other guys, it wasn't always evident whether they could do that kind of downhill running, but he showed it on film, and it was there, and it was hard evidence.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.